Jim, this is something we've been addressing on the show for many moons now. E-scooters. Something that we get quite excited about. We're big fans of e-scooters.
Yes. I think they're technically illegal at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah.
We're not fans till they're legal.
Yeah, or when they're legal. Or in other states, you know what I mean?
And when I'm travelling in Brisbane, I only ride around on e-scooters.
Oh, tell us about the story.
I refuse to get Ubers.
What about when you unbutton the shirt and you're just flying down the boardwalk? Beautiful.
Along the Brisbane River.
Oh, well, e-scooters, Jim, they are set to be trialled here in Hobart, hopefully before the end of the year. And please welcome to the show to tell us a little bit more, Minister for Transport, first time on the show, Mr. Michael Ferguson. Fergo, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Michael,
great to be with you.
Mate, first of all, welcome to the show for the very first time.
You're a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, I think it's like we've been friends for years because only my friends call me Fergo. And, yeah, I hope it's the first of many.
Yeah, we're very presumptuous, mate. We're just going to shoot.
You do a good job.
Thanks.
You do a great job.
Thanks, mate. I was worried there. You're like, only my friends call me Fergo, so please call me Michael.
Yeah, I'll answer to M. Ferguson or Miss F. Michael, mate, firstly, thanks so much for joining us. As I was just mentioning before, e-scooters, they've been a big part of the show for a very long time. How close are we to getting them? Will we see them before the end of the year here in Hobart?
Yeah, we should see them legal on the streets of Hobart in the next couple of weeks. And we're just waiting on the Legislative Council to do their final checks and balances on our new legislation, the new law that we introduced as a Liberal government to legalise e-scooters. We're doing it in a careful and safe way. And its time has come. And there's a lot of people, as you already know, who have bought them and they think they're legal, but they're not, at least not on public streets and public footpaths. You can use them on private property, no problem. Mm. But what we're doing is introducing them for Tasmanians, and we know there's a lot of excitement for them because it's a low-cost option. Some people, younger people, it's their mobility solution. And even people my age, career people.
Spring chicken, Fergo. Spring really.
Yeah, exactly. It might be part of their journey. So you might catch the scooter, let's say, to your bus stop. And then when you get off your bus, you might jump on your scooter for the last trip to your workplace or university or an appointment. So its time has come and we're really excited to bring it for Tasmanians.
So, Fergo, are you saying, so at the moment, the e-scooters, they're not actually legal, are they? So you can't be riding them on public footpaths or public streets?
That's correct. And people who are doing so, they're not obeying the current laws, and we would discourage that. But look, it's obvious that perhaps some people would be not aware of that.
Yeah, because I reckon I saw four yesterday.
We definitely walked past one person. Yeah. What you're telling us, Fergo, is we need to start making citizen arrests. Jimmy and A is doing a public...
Can we have some police e-scooters with little sirens?
I think you're right, Fergo. I don't think people know that. You know, I think in other states, I mean, I know South Australia and Queensland, it is legal and they're quite popular there. So people listening to the show, they probably don't know that. They've bought one, and we've had many messages from people who are keen to try one. And, I mean, it's exciting that they're coming soon.
Look, I agree with that, and I'd suggest that it is, as you say, lack of awareness. But look, I think we have to be honest about it. Some people who are riding them as well, they're not actually following the rule that we're introducing, which is around really appropriate speeds, especially if you're sharing a footpath with pedestrians. We're going to have a slower speed limit of 15 kilometres per hour. And also we're giving police, given that they're not going to be out there with speed cameras on footpaths, we're going to give police the opportunity that if they see somebody being reckless or dangerous and, putting other people at risk, they'll have the right to confiscate the e-scooters. We hope that's not a problem, and we're asking people to ride with respect, and that's why on radio stations, including yours, we'll be doing advertisements and encouraging people to understand the new rules. Get involved, and by all means, get yourself an e-scooter or give it a try, or even hire one when they come in. But ride with respect and look after the other footpath and road users.
Fergo, will we see Hobart police on e-scooters with little sirens?
Oh, that's a really good idea. I will take that on notice.
Do you think?
I think it's only fair.
Yeah, look, Nathan and I, we want to do our bit as well. I don't know if you saw, we saw a video with Peter Gutwin encouraging people to, get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we could get, Gutwin on an e-scooter with Nathan and I just showing people how they work and doing a few road rules?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I want.
It's going to happen, yeah. I mean, actually, the Premier has already given one a whirl on some private ground so that it wasn't breaking any laws. And, yeah, he was very competent at it. He seems to be able to handle himself on the e-scooter very, very well.
Fergo, I'm reading here. It says, I've got a line here. It says, e-scooters and other personal mobility devices such as e-skateboards and hoverboards will soon be allowed to be used by both commercial hire and ride operators and private users. Hoverboards. Are we talking like Back to the Future style thing? Have you got something cooking up in the Premier's office? Have you created a hoverboard?
I haven't seen one yet, so I'm all for it. But I don't know if any of us can afford one of those.
Yeah, what are you guys doing in the lab, guys?
Yeah, who do we need to chat to? So, I mean, I'm excited for e-scooters, but I'm even more excited for hoverboards.
Back to the Future, guys. Okay, Fergo, thank you so much for joining us, mate. We're super pumped to have e-scooters here in Hobart. We're going to be part of the launch. Maybe we can get Puppy G on an e-scooter with us to go through the road rules. Fergo, we appreciate you coming on the show. Good on you, mate.
I think we'll make a commitment that is a great idea. Let's do that, and your listeners can get involved as well. It'll be good fun.
Yeah, there you go. Premier got one. You've been linked to do this by the Minister for Infrastructure and Transport.
Minister of Transport, done, you have to do it.
You've got to do it. Good on you, Fergo. Thanks, mate.
Have a great day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.